Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, January 15th, 2019. Oh, I can't believe it. Year's almost done now. Anyway, let's see if that's how last year went. Hosting along with myself tonight, man on a mission, Gary Watt.
How you guys doing? What's
happening, man?
Nothing. Cold.
I know you're lying.
Cold.
Well, that is, I know you're not lying. Hey, a great guest tonight. We have Mr. Pat Tree with us. Appreciate you being here, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me, you guys.
And,
appreciate it.
Of course, Town Racing, that's your thing. Still the thing?
Yes, that's our thing for sure. It's been our thing for a long time. So, yeah.
Cool deal. Want to throw a shout out to Here Clear. Tonight's show is, they have been here for a little bit, brought to you by Here Clear. 725-333-GAR. That's 725-333-4327. If you want custom earbuds, you got custom earbuds, Pat? You need some.
Yeah, I might need to check those out.
She'll come to you, bold the ear socket,
yep,
and make you a custom set of earbuds for your racing radios.
And they work,
right?
Yeah, that's the trick. And you can pick your own color.
Did you confirm that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, so it is confirmed.
Well, I can pick my own color.
Well, she has like two different colors, so you know your left and your right.
Yeah, that's fun for us racers. We have some colors left and right.
And a little note on them when you get them, which is which.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys need that on their steering wheel. Left and right, which way to turn?
An arrow.
I know I need it sometimes.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so make sure you call Here Clear, 725-333 here. She'll get you fitted for some custom earbuds. Or,
and just in case you don't know who she is,
that's right, known as the woman
that's right,
in the skid gates out at LVMS at the Bullring. But she does hearing aids. Some of us out there need hearing aids.
I was going to say, some of you guys, your crew members need those.
Now, I don't want all the and saying that my husband hearing aids, so we all know the husbands need them, but
and she can custom those too. So
yeah, sweet, cool. So, anyways, we got Pat with tonight.
Yes, we do.
We have the pleasure of having Mr. Pat Petrie. You timed this like a year before us, I think, because I think it's been like a year since the last time and a year before that. So, we appreciate you coming.
No problem. I appreciate you always having me, and it's a good time. Enjoy it.
Yeah, we enjoy you coming in and filling us for this past year, what you got going, what you had going on, and what you're coming up. I know right now it's kind of prep time. A lot of guys are getting their cars ready and all that. But tell us about your last year's season. Was it mostly in or all in the local, the LVMS modified?
The last year we ran full-time going in the 602 modified division.
But they didn't call it 602 modified last year, did they?
It
was a mix. They had
they didn't call it. It was just the I think they called it NASCAR modifieds or something. But this year, they went to, it's called 602 modifieds. And so we ran that primarily last year. And this year we have plans to run a few other things and do some stuff. So, busy season coming up, and looking forward to it.
That's the way we like it as racers, right? Every time I see a racer saying it's going to be busy, they always smile on their face. That means there's backing in a lot of racing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just quite a bit. I mean, the month that we didn't have a race is December, so we've already raced January twice. We have a vintage modified car that was my dad's when he was youngers from the early 80s, and we got it and it's restored. We've been playing with that at the Arizona Vintage Racing Club, and and taking it out. And we were actually going there again to do that. So we ran that a few times. We tried to run the truck series with you guys, and we had some mechanical issues in practice.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to doing that again this year. We're running as many as we can. And then we just recently purchased another modified. So we have two modifieds that we're going to run. They're doing a little series with the 602s. First three races were Havasu winner, and then the last three races are actually the first three races modified at the Bullring.
Oh, okay.
For a little point fun, little series type thing that Bill Rozon and Tim put together. We raced once toward Havasu, and we had a decent car count for our first time. There were a couple of Tucson guys there. Ryan Schroeder won that race. He's one of the Lucas Oil modified regulars. Guys for Dean Coon put a 602 in that car, and he came with us. And then a couple weeks ago, we were down there again and got rained out. So
sucks too.
Yeah,
get packed up ready, and it actually was up until race time.
Yeah, we actually went down on Friday. So my nephew, he's 16, and it was actually his first time. He drove a go kart when he was five, a few times, been to the a couple times, but not very much. We went down on Friday so we could. Early because we had some traffic Saturday morning just to get him out and get some laps and quite a bit of practice in, and then we were trying actually right before qualifying. He was the first one to qualify, and he had probably a total load about maybe 50 laps under his belt in that modified. And they put him out there, and it started raining, and the track was wet, and he did a good job just getting out of trouble. So then they kept qualifying and tried to wait it out a bit, and it just didn't work out.
I'm having bend over here to reach this mic. Give me the shortest mic cord here. You should swap me out this one. No, that's cool. That's with the 602 modifieds this year, because what that means is they're specifically 602 modifieds this year. No open order option anymore.
Right.
Do you think that was an issue this past season, or did you see it? Because how many guys had the, I'll call it the open order,
Well, at the beginning of the year, there was a few cars.
Do you think they had an advantage?
Or? Well, I think it's easier and makes more sense for everybody on the 602.
Right.
It's easier for tech inspection, easier for, it takes all the doubt of it,
Right. That open option was there. Some guys didn't want to be stuck, and I have to run a crew mode or something
right,
like that.
Right.
But there wasn't enough guys running that other mode.
There's only a couple that had it, and I think Tim wanted to see how it went. And
right.
I think see how the first year went, and it worked. It was good.
I mean, other tracks have the 602 only.
Right.
And,
So at the end of the year, he added the modifieds to the fall last year.
That's right.
And when he added them, it was 602s only.
Wow.
And I think for the first time, I think we had like 19,
nice.
Maybe 18, 19 cars.
Wow.
So there were some cars from Salt Lake and some spring cars and stuff. And it was a good race. And at that point, he kind of, if I remember correctly, told me that this was his plan.
Looks like this.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Salt Lake had been doing that for years, just 602 motors and their mods and their feature division there until.
Right.
Unfortunately, that track season was last year. So, so we had a few Salt Lake cars. It was a good race. It's a lot of fun. Also, pretty economical as far as motor package goes.
Do you think with that motor pack, the 602 motor package, compared to what you were running with the Lucas Oil setup, do you think some of those they're going to come over and do some more 602 stuff? It's not a lot of changes.
I mean, Dean Coon did for already for the Havasu race, and they were strong right out of the box. But they're a strong running team in the Oil Series, which is now the manufacturing series for the
right.
year. But
if somebody doesn't know, that's why the Spears bought the Lucas Oil Modified Series.
I'm not really sure of all the logistics. I just know that. Greg Scheidecker and I have been running that series for a long time, and talking about you know, stepping back a little bit and retiring and doing some things. So, but Greg wanted to make sure it went into good hands to
right.
see it be successful. So they worked the deal with the SFL folks. And Greg's still heavily involved in
sure.
I'm not sure what his capacity is. You know, I know Tim Richter's the series for the modified portion of that.
Right.
And so they're, you know, some took and their first draw February 2nd at the Winter Showdown County.
Right.
So.
Now, they raced there in the last Winter Showdown, but the last year they did not, right? Did you race at the Kern?
Not the last fight didn't run.
Right.
And it wasn't a points race.
Right.
So okay. This year it is one of those yeah. races, and it's the first race of the season. So they're doing things a little bit different than as it was run in the past. I know one of the things they're doing is before the top 15 cars and points got no money,
mm-hmm.
and now they're doing a frequent flyer program. So,
is that something that they probably might incorporate a lot of the what they do with the SRL, the late model portion of that? You think they're going to kind of be more consistent with the modifieds with what they're doing that series?
Well, I think you're going to see probably a lot tighter tech expansion, and they're real strict with that with SRL cars. So you'll probably see some of that, and there'll be some, you know, transition here, but I'm sure it'll be successful. So
okay. Speaking of bumps, do the 602 crate models create the 602 modified series of bump stops? Is it the same rules as loose, just the motor differences, or is they eliminate the bumps on
together? The rule package is the same, except for the motors and the tires. And with the aluminum motor, previously had an aluminum head motor in the Lucas Oil, so you had to have 25 on each side of the frame.
Right, okay.
Excuse
hold
me.
Hold it together.
I'm trying.
We don't lose you here tonight on the show.
I got sick a little bit before Christmas. The cough is still hanging on a little bit. I'm trying. But it's basically the Lucas rules with the 16 motor and then the Hoosier 970 instead of the 700.
Okay.
So
have you done the 970s with your bigger motor?
Yeah. When we first started with the series, it was on the 970s.
So
and the
what do you think of the 970s going back to, like, to the lighter motor? Do you like them, or do you see what differences do you see?
So tires, it's an opinion thing.
Yeah,
so,
no, that's true. I think your opinion.
So, I think, me tires on the car stickers of either kind are not a lot of difference.
Okay.
But with the difference is within 10, 15 laps, your lap times drop considerably.
Right.
The 970 drops, but not as drastic.
Okay.
Last year when we ran the 970s at the Bowling for the season, the rule was you could have by five on opening night, mm-hmm. and then you could register one a night throughout the season.
Okay.
So you could only put one tire on your car a night if you wanted to. And I think at the end of the year, the tires we were practicing on for the fall classic had about probably 350, 400 laps on them.
Wow.
And they're maybe a tenth slower. So the 970s, I think, just hold up
sure.
quite a bit better, especially at the Bowling.
Right.
At Havasu, it's a little rougher on tires, so you do see some difference there. So I think it makes it more economical for the 602 cars because
right.
you're not spinning the tires like you are with the big motor.
You're not running as many laps as you do in the 20.
Right. The tire lasts quite longer, so it just makes it easier for people.
Okay.
You know, there's guys, Aaron McMoran ran the Fall Classic. He bought a 602 motor, and he was running a little of both. I'm not sure what his plans this year,
sure.
but last year he came in with the Fall Classic, and I gave him 970s I had that I, yeah, and he put them on, and you know, right out of the box, he was top two or three on the board with tires that had quite a few laps on them, so they just don't drop off like the 700.
You know, I know a lot of local motor guys probably don't like that type of a motor package, the crate motor, but it sure does show in car count. You know, that I mean, just right off the bat, it probably doubled just going to the 602?
Yeah, the year before last, when we were running under the Lucas rules with the 700s, you know, local races, the car count was 5 or 6 sometimes. You know, we pretty much doubled that in the first year. And at the end of the year with the Classic, it was pretty evident we had 17 or 18 right. cars. So, man, there's quite a bit of talk, and I know some other cars that are in the process of people putting together and getting motors for and trying to come out and run with us, you know, and you know, I think it's a good program, and I think it makes it economical, and it's a good stepping stone. The cars aren't, you know, really the fast, the lap time may be 5 or 6 tenths different
right.
from a crate motor to a motor. So,
interesting.
You know, from the fan perspective, you know, the car a little mm-hmm. slower, but it's not noticeable for a fan and they say, wow, they look a lot slower
right.
or anything like that. They're really not.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, Tim did a good thing by trying to make it more economical for,
right.
to get cars out. And that's one thing, you know, he's always done at the Bullring is he's at least with the modified guys, you know, which I can speak for. I don't
right.
know about the other divisions. You know, he asks input and,
right.
and he tries to do what's to pull cars out.
Right.
And it's not an easy thing to do. So, you know, I appreciate him doing that. And I know the other guys do too. So.
Well, that's one thing he did when they went to the 602 and the one, you know, the open motor was he asked modified drivers, the current, and invited some of the other ones that haven't been racing and asked them, hey, what do you guys want to do? Here's what I have available. And the guys voted basically the concept, I guess, along with the 602.
Yeah.
But it looks like the 602 only is the way to go. I think, me personally, again, it's an opinion thing, but I think they should go with no bump stops on top of it with going to crate motors.
Yeah.
Only conventional,
you know,
type stops to help further keep costs down.
You know, last year, there was a few cars that were conventional cars, and they were competitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think with the crate motor, there were guys that got some older cars that brought them out that were competitive. My friend Justin Miller bought an older Harris car out of Bakersfield, and it was a conventional car, and he was competitive every night with that car. And that's actually the car that I bought for my nephew for this coming year. So, the thing about it is, you have 300 horsepower you have to hook up
yeah.
as compared to 700 horsepower.
Exactly.
You don't need really, so the bump stops, you know, I still run them. I just don't think they're quite the necessity it used to be to
right.
hook up all that power. So, you know, conventional car could be just as competitive as a bump stop car, I think, if it's set up right and stuff. So, especially with the horse.
Right, right. Oh, cool. That's pretty cool. One other good thing, it seems like there's modified racing of the schedule at the Bullring. You guys prepared for all that racing? Or?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, Tim put together a pretty good schedule for us. He always, you know, for the modified division. And you know, it's we have our plate coming to my side of the fence. We have both modifieds. My nephew is still in high school, and that comes first.
Sure.
You know, he plays football, stuff like that.
Oh,
so he has other things that are before race.
Right.
But, you know, we'll try to run both cars as much as we can.
Don't cringe, Gary. I know he heard before racing, but okay.
Yeah. No, that's not my goal. That's
right.
The car that he's driving, my dad actually bought.
That's
and,
cool.
You know, grandpa got it for him and I made the rules. So,
right.
you know, school first. And
that's a good
you know,
rule.
He plays football at Gorman High School. So it's a pretty intense program over there. And, you know, they're pretty dedicated and spend a lot of time.
Did,
so.
Did he race before this?
He raced a go-kart when he was 5 a few
but
times.
Not,
in a band
nothing
of
on the
no,
mobile.
No. He's always been, you know, he's been around it with us and in the
sure.
pits with us and stuff. And he's been excited to do it.
Sweet.
So, yeah, so but between the two, you know, the 602 races at the Bullring, the 602 races at Havasu, we're going to run as many as the Le Mans Truck Series races as we can this year, the vintage car races, and I'm probably going to run 3 or 4 of the Spears Manufacturing Modified races too this year.
So cool. That would be cool.
We're going to have a pretty full schedule.
Now, is that going to be in different cars?
No,
you
no, same car.
Really?
You know,
okay.
yeah, just swap it out and make some changes in the chassis and stuff. The rules are identical except for the tire and the motor, and you know it can be done. And we'll definitely look at the schedule to make sure we have some time in between to make sure we get things back where they're going to be for the Bullring, the points racing at the Bullring and Havasu and stuff are going to be our priority, and we'll try to run those other races when we can fit them.
So the other ones, does it matter which track it's at, or are you looking at certain tracks that you want to try to catch in the Lucas?
No, not really. You know, I've ran pretty much all the tracks that they run. It's just a matter of where it fits in the schedule of what we have going on. Like I said, the Bullring is our priority with the modified, is the Havasu races and the Bullring races. And then, the vintage car is me and my dad, brothers do together, and it's a lot of fun, so that kind of becomes a priority. And
that thing's pretty cool. But if you haven't seen it, where did somebody see pictures of it?
Oh, my Facebook page is just Pat Petrie, or I have H-Town Racing on Facebook. You can look, and there's pictures of it.
And if not, go to the track you're on this weekend at Havasu in that.
Yeah. Actually, they have a club race at Havasu this weekend. My uncle's actually coming from Colorado with his vintage midget that has, it's like a 1950-51 era midget, no roll cage on, a little four-cylinder midget that he's bringing from Colorado. There's a few guys from Colorado coming, and they did that last year, so we're looking forward to it.
If you're out there, you haven't seen it, you go to Havasu95speedway.com also and check out their schedule. But if you haven't seen these things, you'll gain a new respect for these racers from the past. Let me tell you.
Oh, man, they're crazy. I can tell you that right now.
we're lucky in our days today with the safety stuff we have, but to see some of these things you guys raced, it's amazing.
So, the car that we have, the chassis is built by a gentleman named Jerry Malloy, and his brother, his name was Jim Malloy, and he actually raced in the Indianapolis 500. He was actually killed in the crash back in the late 60s. 60 somewhere there, I'm not real sure, but Jerry built these cars. My dad got his, I want to say, like 80-81.
Wow.
The car is, it's a coilover car. It was coilover then. It's got a quick change rear end in it. It's a straight axle, front suspension on it. The thing on the nails with the driver in it's about 1650, 1700 pounds.
That's amazing.
And it's got the motor we have in it is a drum head full roller 350. It's pretty stout little motor, and we run 10 inch slicks on it, and it's got a big wing on the top to get a lot of downforce, and it does not have power steering or anything like that. It does have a rack, but it's not power.
But still.
Yeah, and it's so small inside. The transmission is inside the cockpit with you, so it's kind of like a sprint car. You straddle the transmission, so the gas pedal's on the right, the brakes on the left. There's no room for a clutch, so the clutch is a hand clutch in the thing.
Wow.
The shifter is mounted right on top of the transmission. You have to, reach down and shift it underneath the steering wheel in between these to shift it. And, if you get it rolling, it's not bad.
You have hands on the steering wheel.
You got a hand on the clutch, and you shift it.
That's funny, but
it's fun to drive. You love driving it. It's a blast.
The time you got in there, what the hell am I getting myself into?
You have to understand, I wanted to drive this thing since I was a little kid.
Right.
I grew up around these cars, and I always wanted to drive one and never got the opportunity, and then when I got this, and there's, I think more butterflies the first time I drove it. It's kind of a strange feeling because I still carry the left front tire pretty much all the way around the racetrack at Havasu. Now, Havasu is the only place we ran it so far. So it does, the tire does touch the ground in the middle of the corner. It'll bump in the corner.
Wow.
But and I haven't ran the thing hard yet. But
I don't blame
you. And I don't plan on it, to be honest with you.
You don't want to be the guy that wrecks it, first of all. So
you
don't want to get hurt.
They put a bunch of guys out there with the vintage cars and it's an exhibition kind of show. And you don't want to tear anybody's stuff up, and we, it's a lot of fun though. They get after it. They're not scared to run things, but they're not quite as aggressive when it comes to passing and racing and stuff like that. So, but it's a lot of fun.
That's cool. If you haven't seen it, man, you got to go down. You going down this weekend, Gary?
I think so.
Oh man,
Maybe.
I have something else I got to do, unfortunately, but otherwise I would go. But, yeah, definitely if you haven't seen those things, man, you got to go check it out. Also, if you have any pictures of it, go check out.
Yeah, check it out. The bottom of it is actually the top half of the body, about the top of the door, all the way up is original steel body, and it's just cut down to fit on the chassis. It's a 1929 Chevy sedan body.
Okay.
And the top half is actually, you know,
that's cool.
Steel body. The sides and the back of it are aluminum. They let him do that at the racetrack. Probably started to do that in the mid-70s maybe. Cause they, you know, when they would get the sides torn up, it's just a lot easier to replace the aluminum panels.
Sure.
But the top is still a steel 1929 Chevy. The other thing is I got a car that was even better than that. That was my dad's. And they ran in, I want to say, 63 or 64, because it was a jet coupe, and they ran at Salt Lake and in Colorado. The car has a 1923 Model T body on it, it's actually 1923 Model T frame rails on the thing. We got it out of a barn in Colorado, and it's just the body and the frame.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I went and picked it up. It's still lettered with my dad's numbers and everything. The last time it was raced, he ran it. Yeah, so it's sat in that barn since like probably 65.
That's cool. It came full circle.
Yeah.
You're able to get it. That is cool, man. What are your plans on that?
We're going to start gathering parts up for it. So I'm not driving it. You can find somebody else to drive it.
Come on. Guess what? You're going to be driving.
The car I'm driving now is full size.
Right.
It's only 88-inch wheelbase.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And
he
ran in the 60s, they ran like a 283 V8
in
an outbox, you know, stuff like that and things. And so there's, it's a legend car motor. It's about the size of a legend car, but with slicks and a V8 in it. So,
damn.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll have to find somebody else to do that. My nephew, we can put him in
there.
He's crazy enough. He's young enough to do it, not me.
Yeah, them young
he's
guys, man. They don't have fear. No fear.
Yeah,
so.
No fear. He can do it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so we have that. We haven't messed with it yet, but we're you know, we've just been gathering to do it.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Looking
project.
Forward to it. Yeah. Maybe someday.
Hey, you never know.
So, yeah, we have quite a busy schedule. You know, looking forward to it this year, and we're excited. We got lots of new stuff going on, so happy about that. And quite a few new folks helping us this year, which is
cool.
Exciting. So,
but have they been around the track before? Or this first involved.
I have my same crew guys usually that helping me. You know, my brother Joe is a big part of what we do, and my brother Jim as well. Kind of always done it together.
Sure.
And, you know, my mom passed away in April, and she'd been sick for a while. So my dad hadn't really been around for a few years because he's worried about taking care of her. But, you know, he's gone with us to have him now. He goes with us, so he's back out. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Does he ever want to get back?
I don't think so, but he sure wants to tell me how to do it. And the sad part is, you know, he can stand there at Havasu and tell you exactly where you're going. He's 100%
right.
And I wouldn't want him to be my car because he probably in about laps be probably 3/10 quicker.
Than I
am. Yeah.
You got to expect that. You know,
you don't want to show he.
Right.
You don't want him to show you how it's done.
Oh, he will too. years ago, I had one of my hobby stocks or claimer stocks or something at the Bullring, and I couldn't go to a race, and he hadn't raced in probably 10 years or so. And so he took it there and ran it. And when I got home, went over there, the back of the thing, the trunk lid was pointing straight in the air. He had backed it, spun around and backed it and just destroyed the back of it. And I thought, oh, man. And I said, wow, it's pretty. Because no, I finished second.
Oh.
So that happened with probably about 10, 12 laps to go. And he went to the back. He never pulled off. He ended up getting back up to second. And when you looked in the mirror, you saw the deck lid. It was straight up in the air. He
that's crazy. That's cool.
You know, he inducted into the Colorado Motorsports Hall of Fame a few years ago, and he has 4 track championships, 3 of them back in Colorado. And then the first year he came out, he decided he wanted to run, and we built him a hobby stock to run at the Bullring.
No way.
He was leading, that was in 2000, leading points that year, and then August he had a really massive heart attack at the Bullring.
Wow.
and couldn't race the rest of the year. And next year, the doctor told him he could come back, and he came back, and he won the championship the first year back, and then he quit.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Hey, you might as well go.
Yeah. Well, that year, both of us won a championship, and he decided that that was probably the best way to go out.
Yeah.
So, and then he hasn't been in one since. So.
You know what? That must have been a good feeling to both of you guys to have a championship in the same year.
Yeah.
And both at the same track.
It was fun. You know, I got to race with him a few times over the years in those divisions, and that was always
unique.
That was fun. And, you know, I'm pretty sure we were the first father and son ever win championships in the same year.
Probably,
that was like 2001. I don't know if anybody did it, but I'm sure a few have since, but not since then.
Yeah, that's cool. You can't replace those moments.
So, we still have my brothers, and then my friend Justin Miller, who helped us for years. And the year I won the championship, I was actually driving a car that my dad owned. So, I've known Justin since he was a little kid, and he's been around a lot. My friend Julio, who was been with us for a few years, and then Kayla Bronson, who she's doing a bar at the bowling. She comes and helps every week.
She's
spotting for me. And her dad was Lauren. They had a bomb a few years ago at the bowling. So she comes and helps. And so I have a good group of people. My wife, she's been, she had me to get her a pair of mechanics for Christmas. So, she's been coming with us and helping. My daughter's helping the man. And
you know,
what can do, so.
Surround yourself with that kind of support, man, makes a huge difference. You go to the track, and just mentally and emotionally too, you know, not just mechanics with the vehicles and stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, the last 7 years, you know, my brothers and we kind of, not that it wasn't fun, but it was different. And, you know, I just kind of sat back and thought about it. I'm like, why did I start doing this in the first place? And because my dad did it. It was a family thing. We always did it as a family. And the last couple of years, we've been trying to get back that and building it, you know. So, you know, I'm at a point in my life, at an age where I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna go run and have fun and do the best I can do and hang out with brothers and family and you know, that's almost more important than actually being the race.
Yeah, I think when you start looking at it that way, when you get to the track and those moments where you used to get mad or pissed off with something that happened.
Oh, I still do that.
That's just the way I was like pissing each other. But you know, if you can kind of relax in some of those moments, it makes it that much better.
It hasn't happened too much with the fights. We have a really good group of guys who are pretty good friends and respect each other's stuff and pretty clever. So we haven't had too many issues.
Watch out, there's always one, man. Watch out.
You're
coming out. Who it is.
The thing that's amazing is we've got a couple of these younger kids now that are the first race at the Havasu, Kyle Keller ran a modified at 602. He also ran at the Classic for the first time in the modified. Him and Tanner Reif the race at Havasu. And I'll tell you what, man, those kids, they're good. And, you know, I followed Kyle for a long time at the Fall Classic.
Right.
I was behind him for a lot of laps, and he's just so smooth and throttle control and, you know, very comfortable to run around with kids, and they know what they're doing, and so it's a good future for some, you know, some drivers like these guys. You know, I see, you know, Kyle and Tanner and some of those younger kids. They're getting some championships racked up, you know, they're got a good head on their shoulders. They're polite. They, you know, it's good to see that.
No, that's cool. A lot of times when you think of the drivers, you think of aggressive. You know, that's I think kind of, you know, 5 years or so-ish ago, you've seen these younger drivers, they're just aggressive, you know, and good to hear that you have some smooth young drivers. Maybe, you know, they're experiencing, like, the bad arrows and things like that.
Yeah,
they've
raced for years in divisions, they get out there and you know, it's a pleasure to be on the track with them and run with them. They're great kids, and you know, I'm excited for the opportunity to watch them grow over the years, and hopefully I'll be around long enough to see him win lots of races. So I'm sure I'll see him win some right in front of me, I imagine. So, and that's fine.
Do you have many of them guys come up and ask for advice of any kind? Or
you know, sometimes. But, you know, at this point with those kids, I think I'd rather ask them for some advice.
I know, exactly.
I'm like,
I've seen
I'm
some
like,
of them.
I'm so smooth, especially at Havasu. I'm so smooth around this place, you know. You know, they're good kids, and they have, you know, the trick is their support system, you know. And,
right.
And for Colin and Tanner, the two that I know of in the modifieds, there's more out there, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have a good group of people around them and telling them and knowledgeable and a lot of experience to keep them pointed in the right direction. That's the trick. So they're in good hands. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
You thinking about doing anything aside from the truck, of course, the modified, any super late model stuff, stock stuff?
No, I think I'm good.
Dirt stuff.
I wouldn't mind a few dirt races, but I don't. Man.
Bomber, dirt, Pat.
You know, it's a lot of fun. I did it a few years in the past, but you know, I'm a pavement guy. And
when's the last time you've been to the thing?
I raced a lot. The first year they had the coupes.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
I had one, and we were one of the first. I ran it for a couple of seasons up there, and
I wish
you know,
they make it on the asphalt. I know. Yeah. I think you were part of that trying to get it.
Yeah, and I also ran. At the time, they called it a Thunderstock. And they were running weekly shows at half mile. Mm-hmm. I ran in there with that. I'm seeing modified there one time.
They were kind of a street stock bar.
They were kind of like a fender car with not a lot of room.
Right.
Room.
I remember the thunder cars.
They Thunderstocks.
Some Thunderstocks.
Yeah,
right.
It was fun. We had a blast. So,
I remember
this. Yeah, I learned a lot, and my dad laughed a lot. So, yeah, watching me out there. So, but it's fun.
Right.
Yeah. So now I helped Justin, my friend Justin, who I bought our second pavement car from. He has a dirt car that runs a lot at Pahrump, and
okay.
He goes down to Paris, California, Ventura. He runs up wherever he can. It's IMCA, and I help him when I can. And you know, I got to the point where I at the dirt track, I just watch them.
Because they do have the 602, their V mods.
The Spo mods are on the 602, and the A mods are on the 604. So.
I mean, that was something that IMC kind of got into early on, so
yeah. That
would be fun.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm excited. A lot going on. You know, I got some really lucky this offseason. Got some good sponsors helping next year, which I'm excited about.
Cool.
Looking forward to.
We got plenty of time, but let's start with some of your sponsors. We'll give them if you want.
So you know, Finley Cadillac came on board this year with them, and you know, I'm more than excited. Work with them. They're very community minded organization. They did a huge Toys for Tots event this year. They do it every year. I think this is their 10th anniversary. They did for the Marine Toys for Tots, and they had a show at the Westgate, a big show there for the Toys for Tots toy drive. A lot of big name entertainers and raised money and toys for that, which was fabulous to be part of that. They're on board with us this year, and you know they're located in the Valley Auto Mall, and I'm really excited to have the Cadillac on board. There's some cool high performance cars to showroom.
Oh,
Cadillac isn't
that's
just
cool.
There's some they have some nice stuff. I mean, fast, high performance, pretty crazy stuff. So if you get a chance, you should go and check them out in the showroom.
There's Cadillacs I would like to have right now.
yeah, can hook you up.
You
go over there and see the Finley Cadillac, and those guys are great to work. They send a few people there, and they're a great, knowledgeable staff, and they're great to work with, and a good team over there, and I'm glad to be part of it. And so if anybody's in the market, you know, they can reach me on Facebook. I can definitely put you in touch with the right folks to help you get a good deal on something. And then I also have Dr. Marianne Shannon. She's an orthopedic surgeon that my mom's known for years, and Dr. Shannon helps me out in ways in one, you know, not with just the race car, but she did several of my knee surgeries and all this stuff. So she's helping us out again. And I have Justin Miller and his family, Kirk and Elaine, a First Impression company. They have a full electric sign company on Water Street. They do everything from, you know, letters on the building to freestanding pylon signs, electric sign. They help us out with all that, doing body work and building body and graphics and vinyl and anything I know and count on. They've been around for a long time. Also have a new company this year called Premium Ice that's helping us. They do ice sculptures, centerpiece ice sculptures, and they do they have ice ball presses that they make for bars and stuff that they can place in and make like different ice.
We need an ice sculpture for our next banquet.
So
maybe
that's true. We do premium ice. You know, it's a
cool
branch
yeah.
off of the company, and they do all kinds of anything you need. It's really cool the stuff they do there. So then I also have a company called Problem Gambling Solutions that's helping this year, along with my little smoker, which is a barbecue. It's my friend. This is my friend Dan. I've known him for years and years and years. He does barbecues. He does catering with
cool.
Yeah, it's called Say Hello to My Little Smoker. I gotta stay away from it. That's all I need. More of that stuff.
Good smoke meat.
And then we also have Airride, which is an air conditioning HVAC company that is actually McMoran's
Fred.
He does that.
And great guy, too, by the way. I've known Fred, too.
He helps me out when he can. And then I also have this year a very interesting deal on my car of FSW. Of the car, and it stands for It's Future Stars of Wrestling.
Oh,
so I don't know if anybody's familiar with that.
It's a
local professional wrestling
out
in Las Vegas. And they do shows at Sam Town and
what I mean, just age groups. I mean, they
professional,
like professional,
yeah, professional wrestling, and they do shows at Sam's Town. And
okay,
and Joe is the guy who runs that, and I've been working with him and
wrestlers.
I was just gonna say if the two drivers that he did each other can't figure it out, they can
we'll
get them on the FFW.
So you know, luckily I have a lot of support. And
I wouldn't want against the Pat though.
Oh no, you have no worries. That's way behind me. You know,
that's cool.
Luckily I got a lot of support and a lot of folks behind this, and you know, like I said, if you're looking for a nice new Cadillac or anything that I can help them with, just reach out to me on Facebook and I can put you in touch with the right folks.
Facebook
is H-Town Racing. Okay. You can reach me there, or Pat Petrie. I have two Facebook pages.
Okay.
So you can reach out. You can go to their websites, you know, from the Cadillac's website, and look at their owned inventory or new cars or whatever they have that you might be interested in. If they don't have it on there, make sure you contact them, because they can find it for you. So if you're interested in specific, just because you don't see it on the website doesn't mean that they can't take care of you. So
no, that's cool. I know I was asking Pat if he was getting, and he pointed me to the direction of Finley Cadillac. So if they don't have it, they can find it for you. So.
Yeah, they can find it.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's I feel very lucky to have the support of these folks. And not only are they helping me, we're trying to do some partnerships and community events and stuff like that, and lots of stuff away from the track as well as at the racetrack itself.
Okay.
So, we like to support the communities that support us, and I know that the race car fans are the most loyal kind of fan base when it comes to sponsorship, so and we appreciate that. So, you know, without these folks helping us, you wouldn't see a lot of these cars at the racetrack. So all those names you guys see in those cars at the bullring or anywhere you go, you know, try to support those folks, because without them, those guys cannot be at the racetrack.
Yeah,
and we're
absolutely.
So,
right.
Yeah.
That's cool. So actually go visit. I'm sure it's what, FinleyCadillac.com. How about other contacts for the other sponsors?
So Premium Ice, they have a website, ice.com.
Okay.
We use Future Stars of Wrestling. You can go on there and see if they have any upcoming show.
Okay.
They have an upcoming show on January 25th at Sam's Town. So you can find out about the tickets there if you're interested in that. Dr. Shannon, if you've got a bad knee or elbow, we'll hook you up with that as well. She's done several surgeries. I've had one of them. So back from my sports playing days. So.
Come on, races. No getting in those cars. We see you guys slowing down over the years. Who you are.
Yeah.
Go check out Dr. Shannon.
Dr. Marianne Shannon. Yeah. She did a knee surgery. I probably shouldn't say this on record. She's done surgery, and I've been in the car like 2 to 3 weeks after. That she would recommend that, but
I didn't. But you did it anyway.
And I didn't have any issues. Yeah, so, you know.
And they follow up, I guess, do they have physical therapy within
the it's an orthopedic surgery group, and she'll, you know, they can take good care of you and refer you out to anywhere you need to go. So, yeah, you don't know. My oldest daughter, Megan, played volleyball and through high school. And, man, Dr. Cannon saved us many times. Megan had had the best luck with injuries. You know, pretty injury prone. So she,
right.
You know, now she has Dr. Shannon on her phone and she just texted us, oh, I hurt my wrist, I hurt my elbow, whatever it is. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And then she's like, oh,
have the doctor on speed dial.
You guys are her best and only. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, she's take care of us.
Cool.
You know, my mom was here for many years and she's part of our family, so we appreciate
it. You know, it's hard to find in these days is a good, reliable doctor.
Well, the thing about it with these folks that are helping us now, it's, you know, like I said, it's about building the relationship and part of their team, and that's what it is. I want to be part of the community of men, so I want to do things that we can do. You know, my whole family's always been kind of that way. You know, my brother is a principal at a high school. My sister's a teacher. My wife's a teacher. You know, my brother works for the city of Henderson. And I work in the community services department for the city of Las Vegas.
You know, that's everything to do with community.
Right.
Within your family.
My youngest brother's active duty in the Army. And all of us have done this stuff. And we're just, so it's important to us to kind of try to have that community presence and do what we can do and give back and spend time doing those things. So we look for partners that same way,
right.
That we can have a relationship with and be part of their team, you know, and I'm excited because I have some really good folks helping. So.
Do you have any projects coming up with your race team now, like showing the cars off, the modified?
We're putting that together right now, you know, scheduled together. In the spring, we have a few things coming up. There's not a lot of that going on in January and February, but we do have some stuff that we're getting ready to do, and you guys can, you know, if anyone wants to know about any of those events, can follow on Facebook, and we'll post that stuff. And definitely do as much as we can. We like to do things we do in the past. Is we've done, you know, career day at the elementary school. We used to run a reading program and spend time a lot of the school with the school district Boy Scout Public Derby stuff. Whatever we can do, we try to be a part of it. So,
I guess speaking of things and being part of stuff, we have one up in February. I don't know if you've been to our racers barbecue there for all the racers. It's gonna be our fifth year, believe it or not. It's February 24th. It's a Sunday. We have it on Sunday for many reasons, but at Sunset Park, closer to you. So come on up for hot dogs, hamburgers, free for everybody. You can bring your own beer, but glass bottles, but BYOB, so, and BYO, one for Gary.
One for the
BYOG.
Yeah.
Bring one for Gary. Anyways, that's February 24th, Racers Barbecue for all the racers, kind of pre-season, kick off the season for everybody, and we just have good luck with the weather and all that in the past, so just bring your family out, sponsors, anybody you'd like to.
Yeah, we'll definitely be there.
You know, just come on out and hang out. And there's plenty to do at Sunset Park. We're at the Rose Cone location, if you're familiar with Sunset. If not, we'll be doing stuff here pretty quick. So make sure you check our Facebook page and probably Gary's and all that so everybody gets something.
On the eastern side of the park.
Again, it's free. Bring family, bring your neighbors.
You guys can tell I'm not a big eater, but I'm for a hot dog or two.
Hey, we can wrap hot dogs.
Oh,
you don't have to make it, but you can. It's going to be edible. There's
choice.
Other stuff.
Everything's better with bacon.
That's
right?
What they say. There's other stuff.
We're going to have bacon wrapped bacon.
Yeah, let's try that.
And usually there's like macaroni salad and potato salad and chips and things like that.
Chili cheese for the hot dog.
Yeah.
If you don't want a bacon wrapped hot dog, you can have a regular one.
Yeah.
Chili burger if you want it.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Whatever you're happy with eating.
I think Gary likes to try to break anybody's New Year's resolution diet. He gives it to the end of February.
By February 24th, everybody's already done that. They don't need any help at that point. That's all you have to win this week.
Yeah, they're just piling.
Yeah,
no doubt. Hey, you plan on going to see the Winter Showdown up at the Kern Raceway? Have you? I've never been to Kern, so.
I'm not sure what we got going on that weekend, but we'll probably be getting ready to, for the February 16th open test, the bull ring.
It's coming up.
Trying to get our stuff ready for that after we ran the Havasu races. And, if you haven't been there to see a race, it's impressive. It's a really nice facility.
Cool.
The cars are wicked fast there. And the SRL cars, the winner starter pays, I think it's $30,000 the winner in the display model this year. It's like, I think it's, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's $3,000 to start and $30,000 the winner. And you'll see some of the best in the country
for sure.
Yeah. And the modifieds, I think, is a $3,300 to win range.
Wow.
They're running them again. And I think with their frequent flyer program and that they're doing now and stuff like that, I think it's a minimum of $700 or $800 to start in the modified race.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, did you race Kern in your modified?
I've never raced it.
Oh, because I heard it's pretty crazy modified.
I've been and helped crewed it at times.
Right.
We never ran it. It wasn't a point race.
Right.
You know, the budget really didn't allow to go do it. But, it's impressive. The thing, they're crazy fast around there. I thought we were fast at, like, Irwindale. When you go to Kern, it's much quicker.
Much faster. Yeah, I heard they're pretty sketchy going on the half mile in a modified. It's amazing that they go that fast.
Yeah, they're pretty quick around there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have a gun on some of the modified end of the straightaway, and they're up approaching 140 miles an hour, 105, somewhere in there. Right under there, maybe. Might be a little off on that number, but it was close to that, sure.
You better hope you have a crew. Safety guys that work for you, anything that you didn't piss off anything.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bump and banging goes on there.
I wouldn't.
People are, the modifiers in that series have always been really respectful.
Sure.
Of course, incidents when you're racing, but Irwindale and Kern, those big cars that are fast, you don't, it's not a bump and banging kind of, it's not going on a show or Havasu for sure.
Right.
A lot of that's going on, but you're like, you're on a flat quarter mile where you're going, you're going 65 or 70 miles an hour compared to what they're running there.
No, that's
so
cool. I'm curious to see if any changes in that Lucas Oil series this year, under the umbrella of the Spears guys. So it should be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll, they know what they're doing. They run a great series. I'm sure it'll keep on flushing. I'm sure there'll be a few little hiccups up the road transitioning, but we're looking forward to trying to run a few of those races again this year and see how that happens.
I'm looking forward to, like you're saying, the mini series. I know we're running out of time, but for a couple minutes. You said, like, 3 races at Vegas, 3 races in Havasu. It's the first 3 in Vegas?
So what it was the first, there's 3 winter races scheduled in Havasu. The one that got rained out is going to be made up in Las Vegas.
Oh,
so there's actually going to be 2 Lake Havasu and then 4 in Las Vegas. And I think the first 4 races at the Bullring count towards that point series.
Your Vegas points. And
I think they're doubling the way I think it works. Yeah, so, you can, if you're in the Havasu races, and there's a little point and stuff going on for that little series, the 602 series.
That's something that, anytime Bill or, them guys are involved in something like that, it seems to work. They're doing,
all those guys are, Bill Rozon and Greg Scheidecker and running the Lucas series and Brown and all the guys they had with them and Tim Richter, those guys are all racers.
They know
they've all been on the other side of the coin where we've been and they know what it takes to get one of the work and the preparation, the money and all the stuff to get there. So, they have a job to do, to promote as well and they have to ride that line, but I think it's very helpful. I know with Tim at the Bullring, no matter any suggestion we've ever given him, he's worked with us on
Now that's something that, goes, so. We can't say enough good things about his character at LVMS. Also, Bill Brown and Havas, they've, helped us with the late model truck series and just, with a lot of great input. And, of course, helping us, get started and all that with what we have going on. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, promoting is a new thing for us and not easy. And these guys, have experience at it.
I'm excited about getting back in the truck.
I think
I'd have been all right if I had a prepared truck last time the guy got it from us prepared. I won't mention any names, Mike. But anyway.
We try to surprise you guys. Ask Thane.
In hot practice, I was about flaps into it and wouldn't stay in gear and then quit pulling stuff. I'm like, something's wrong with the transmission. But yeah, it's broken half.
We look
so
underneath like,
work.
Oops, yeah.
That wouldn't work. But anyway.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
Okay.
Well, no bad, but hey, I'm looking forward to
it. I'm looking forward to it, too.
I think we have a lot of fun.
And by the way, we got another one. Yeah. You guys, I appreciate you.
Can't
bring
out this
one.
This one's proof.
Yeah, you guys.
This one's pat proof.
That's impressive. Calling up and working that out and trying to get that series going, good thing, and I'm excited about
appreciate,
as much as I can.
We appreciate
and, you. Yeah, no problem.
We, we want to surround ourselves with the best of the best local here, and you're one of them. And,
well, I
and
appreciate
you. You're one of the names that I've remembered ever since I've been to the Usable Rink, the Petrie.
Wow, that was my dad must have remembered because I'm not
well,
old
he made,
enough.
He,
to remember
he
me.
Made a good impression.
Yeah.
Well, I started going out there in 96 and
yeah.
I started
my first season at the Bullring was 1990.
Oh, crazy.
So this is my
wow.
my 29th beginning of my 20th year racing out there.
Amazing. So you've seen some changes out there.
Hopefully I can make it to 30 and then we'll see what happens from there on. Yeah.
Well, again, yeah, we appreciate thank you with your input and all that, and of course we have great guys.
Thank
Zane Allerman, Allison.
Mark Allison.
We've had good guys race with Dustin Ash.
A lot of years of experience,
yeah.
And
you know
Mark and Thane and those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They've had a ton of races. You can't find better drivers
Absolutely.
And stuff. So it makes it fun.
Well, Thane's not so clean in the truck. We'll leave
but
that alone.
Fun.
But he's fun and he worked hard.
Gary, if you let me into you. Probably deserved it.
That's true. He's got a lot of years under his belt too. Yeah, like you said, he's clean.
Yeah,
I don't hear too many people bitching about how he ran into that.
He's okay.
Mark actually had his fight at Havasu to run it. He has a 2 motor,
right.
And he was going to run it last week when it rained. So he's probably going to be doing that this year. And
he's excited about that.
And that's good. That's a great addition. Another experienced guy who's going to be fast and committed and. Another guy you can run 50 laps right next to without having about getting ran over. So.
Absolutely. Well, Ben, we're out of time, and we appreciate you coming in, Pat. We're looking forward to watching you race this year. And you can LVMS.com, check out the local schedule. Also, look up Pat Petrie here on his Facebook page. And definitely visit the sponsors that they help keep the rest of us and Pat great. So, definitely. The business is this. Again, Pat, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate you having me.
No problem.
As always.
We'll see you next year, I guess. Maybe before that, but thanks for joining us. We'll see you live next Tuesday at onwheelsnow.com. Join us.
Good night, everybody.
My name is Pat.
Anytime.
Listen.